At this time, I would like to offer a children's chat. So if there are any children attending worship virtually, come a little bit closer to the screen. There are so many things I miss about gathering together for worship in person, and one of those things is the children's chat. I know that you are at home and that you are listening and watching this service, but I miss you being here on the steps, and I miss getting to have a conversation with you. I know you're listening to me, but it's just different when we can't talk. And one of the things that I was thinking about as I was thinking about our children's chat is, oh my goodness, I would love to hear the things that you might share with me today as I ask a couple of questions. So the psalm for today that Mr. Conrad is getting ready to read is Psalm 19, and it's talking about how God is present to us in God's Word, that God is in God's Word, and that God teaches us and shows us about God's character and about God's actions. And one of the things that this psalm says is this: God's word is to be more desired than gold, more than much fine gold, sweeter far than honey, honey in the honeycomb. And I was thinking that if you were here in person today, I'd have a jar of honey. My friend has several several bees in her backyard. She's a beekeeper, and she makes her own honey with those. And she's given me a brand new jar of honey that's delicious. I've only used it a couple times, but I like to put honey in my tea. When I make bread for communion, I love to put honey in the bread to make it a little bit sweeter, because I think when we say at the communion table, taste and see that the Lord is good, we should be able to taste that with our taste buds. And so I would have a big jar of honey here, and I would ask you, what are some of the things that you eat or drink honey with? And so maybe you would say tea, or maybe you've seen your parents have tea with some honey. Maybe you make some bread with it. Do you put honey on some of your toast? Or maybe some of the cereal that you eat has honey in it? Well, the reason that we use honey for cooking and for baking is that it's so sweet and so purely sweet, and it's just absolutely delicious. Well, back in the time when the Psalms were being written, which was many, many years ago, honey was really rare. People couldn't just go into the grocery store and decide which one they wanted on the shelf. It was rare, and there were some people who probably never even got to have honey one time in their whole life. And so this psalm is talking about how God's word is much more wonderful than fine gold, and it's much, much sweeter than honey. So honey would have been one of the most sweet things that people would have ever tasted here. And God's word is sweet to us. God's word, when it enters into our minds and our hearts, it changes us from the inside out. There are some people who probably think that God's word is sour, and they don't like it, but I think that's probably because they don't spend a lot of time in God's word, and they don't really know what God's word is saying to them. And so I would love to invite you to spend some time this week in God's word and let God's word enter into your hearts and your minds, and let yourself see how sweet and how lovely and how beautiful God's word really is. Let us pray. Good morning, God. Thank you for today. Thank you for our church. And thank you for your word. Help us to spend time in the Bible. Please, God, let your word change our hearts and our minds, so that we can see that your word is sweeter than honey. We love you, God. Amen.